This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The Garfield County Sheriff says all evacuation and pre-evacuation orders for the Pine Gulch fire have been lifted. The record-breaking fire north of Grand Junction is about 80% contained. It had threatened several rural homes, but officials say it's no longer a danger to any structures. Several road closings remain in effect. The EPA is opening an office in Metro Denver. CPR Sam Brash reports it'll focus on cleaning up old mine sites across the West.
The new Office of Mountains, Deserts, and Plains will be based in Lakewood. EPA official Doug Benevento announced the news in Colorado Springs Wednesday, alongside members of Congress.
We thought it appropriate to have an office among Western communities instead of D.C. This office will deal with Western issues, and it should be here in the West.
The EPA says the office will coordinate efforts to address old mines, a big problem in the western U.S. The Gold King mine turned Colorado's Animas River orange with toxic wastewater in 2015, and one survey found more than 20,000 other abandoned mine sites in Colorado alone. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The military says two Colorado companies will develop satellites for a space communications program. York Space Systems in Denver and Lockheed Martin in Jefferson County were awarded a combined $281 million. The network of satellites is expected to launch in 2 years. Just over half will be made in Denver. Coming up on the program, Americans with symptoms of depression have tripled during the pandemic. People with stressors such as job loss are at high risk. Then, hostility towards China is growing in the U.S. over coronavirus and human rights abuses, but Chinese support for their government is stronger than ever. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. And at CPR.org, COVID chaos protest at Bandimere Speedway in Morrison turns double duty as a Trump rally. CPR Visuals editor Hart Van Denberg reports officials say the racetrack, which was sued for violating social distancing rules, has suffered financially because of those rules. You can see Hart's photo gallery of Trump supporters with flags and campaign signs at CPR.org. 87 in Denver, 84 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.